warrior. So, yes.
Okay.
What you're doing.
But there's more to the gospel than that, than just believing. Oh, what else is there?
There's Revelation. When I got saved, I went straight into Revelation and started learning the word of Revelation and what's happening and where we're at.
Oh, no. What I meant was, so you got to, did you get to repentance, right? Okay, I can't remember if you said repentance or not, because repentance is a turning of your mind.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Okay, but the gospel is more than just what you said. I'm trying to love you and trying to help you, because if somebody said, how do I become a Christian? How do I find eternal life? They would need to repent, right?
I have repented, ma'am.
Okay, I know, but
I was
but
in the world.
I was just
drugs,
going by what your words.
Alcohol.
Yeah, me too.
I was messed up.
Yeah.
And God came. He delivered me, set me free.
But you have to repent in order to do that, right?
I did repent, ma'am.
Okay, no, I'm just going to the gospel itself, not at you.
Okay.
Yeah, so the gospel itself, well, that's awesome. So, but we need to go deeper than that. We have to be born again, right? And if we're born again, we have the Holy Spirit within us.
I am filled with the Holy Spirit.
And then we have to.
Again.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, you had something on there. And then we have to follow in obedience to His commands. And we have to endure until the end, because we don't want to lose our hope of salvation if we turn away before then, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so let me go back to repentance. Repentance is a turning from the world and its ways, right?
Yep.
James 4 says, don't love the things of the world.
Yes.
Don't be fond of them.
Absolutely.
Or you be an enemy of God, right? So let me just say this. What's all this? This is fondness of the world, right? You're thinking. It is. So we're in the world, we're not of it. So let's look in the Old Testament, the Israelites. God had them as a peculiar people that didn't look like, act like, dress like, talk like the world, right? Everybody knew they were the Lord's people. The same thing should be today. We shouldn't look like, act like, talk like, dress like, spend our money, associate, and do things like the world. We should be called out. And so that's why we're out here, to encourage people. See, the churches aren't teaching the truth. And so people need to come out of them, get in the scriptures, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you're truly a born-again child of God, so you've been born again?
Yes.
Okay. So if you truly are a daughter of the Most High, that would make you my sister.
Yes.
If you are. And if you are, you're missing some fundamentals for women. Coming out of the world, entertainment, sports, worldly politics, I don't know what you're involved in there. But God's commands in the New Testament does tell a woman how to take care of the temple of the Holy Spirit. So if we're born again, this body is not ours anymore. It belongs to God and the Holy Spirit, right? 1 Corinthians 11, 1 Peter 2, or 1 Peter 3, and 1 Timothy 2 teaches a woman how to cover herself from head to toe, head covering, biblical dress, and shamefacedness, and sobriety. Did you know that?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, then how come you're not doing that?
Well, I'm not wearing a dress like you, but I am covered. I am covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Well, we were covered by the blood of the Lamb when we repent and when we're born again. But we have to study the scriptures. I'm trying to help you here, because the churches are teaching against all this, but it's commands in the New Testament for us. 1 Corinthians 11 has 16 verses on how a woman is to cover her head, her
what
glory.
What church are you with?
We came out of all denominations. There's 40,000 of them. We don't belong to any one of them. We came out of that. I used to be a Lutheran. And my husband and our body, we're different denominations. We left all that behind because many, many reasons, because I was trying to share with you. We went through the gospel on one side on that card, and on the other side is a bunch of lies that the churches are teaching. And Revelation says if you love and practice even one lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven, an unrepentant lie. And here, let me share one with you. Do you realize being deceived is a sin? Eve was deceived. People think, she was a victim of something.
No, she wasn't. But her husband was the head of the house, and he should have stopped her, and he didn't.
Well, he shouldn't have, but she shouldn't have done what she did, usurping his authority at that point, and going over God's word.
The husband took a bite, and then that was it. That's when everything shifted.
Well, but anyway, she did sin. So what I'm trying to get to is, a lot of people like to, and I'm not saying you are. Okay, I don't know anything about you. All I know is I'm just sharing what a lot of people think. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But they think, if I follow the pastor, I follow whoever's teaching me, that's when I get to heaven, if I do, or when I stand before the Lord, they're going to be in trouble if I was deceived. And that's not true. We're all responsible for ourselves. We're born alone, we die alone, right? And we stand before the Lord alone. So what I encourage you to go deeper. Do you have a phone that you can get the internet?
Yeah.
Okay, you can get an app on there that gives you the Greek and the Hebrew. It's real easy. You can read the, we follow the King James. Not, we don't follow it. We just use it. It's a good translation.
It is one of the best King James versions.
Yeah. And then there's people who are like, they're cultic and they follow it and think that it was God-inspired. We don't believe that. That's not true. It's just a good translation. But you can get an app that you press and hold on the words and it'll pop up what the Greek or the Hebrew is. And it gives you a deeper meaning. I'll challenge you to go to 1 Timothy 2:9 and look up modest apparel. It means orderly robes and dresses, not modest apparel. Because modest is subject to her and you and the woman in the yoga pants I saw over there and the one with the midi top on, right? God has a truth and there's a standard. So I encourage you to go deeper. You seem like you have a love of the Lord. But there's more for you. And now that you've been told more deeper truth, I encourage you to go a lot further. Do you belong to a religious organization? Or do you go to a church or anything?
Yeah, I go to a church. He's like Southern Baptist. He's right.
Yeah, but see, the Baptists were made...
But he's not Southern Baptist. But
it doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, he's of the denomination where you go to church on Sunday and there's pretty much one pastor and they tell you what to do. That's unbiblical. You realize that's been done away with? You know, the New Testament body met in homes like a family. All the men who are of age got to share what the Lord was putting on their heart. Doesn't that sound more like what's going to be in heaven?
Yeah. And it's what we need to start going back into.
Right.
Home churches.
Right, but not following the church system like they do. You know, they don't even do the Lord's Supper right. They do a little tidbit of something and a little bit of wine or grape juice. It was supposed to be at a meal. Like a family, like brothers, like sisters, right? Like our Father, like our Savior, as a family. So ponder that. They're not teaching you the truth. I showed you some things that he's falling short on. And every other denomination, non-denomination, and fringe group we found. So test yourself on that, and I love you. Look up Revelation 21 and 22. You don't want to be left outside the gates. Ananias and Sapphira, Acts 5.
Yes, I know.
And, get this, most people don't know this. 1 Corinthians 11, after head covering, right in that same chapter, is the Lord's Supper. Go read that. Paul rebukes them and says, some of you sleep and are sickly. Sleep means death. God is killing people because you're taking the Lord's Supper unworthily. There's pretty serious stuff.
I do know that.
Yeah, so go deeper. I love you. Thank you for talking. And let me know, our email's on there. Tell you what, we have a huge website. We take absolutely nobody's money. We refuse it. It's one of the things the churches do. We don't take anything. We have hundreds, thousands of teachings, articles, audios. We sold what we have to travel the country. My husband and I retired. He's the older one over there, and that's my brother. He works 6-8 months out of the year, and then he comes and does ministry with us. But we've given our whole lives for people like you who seem to have a love of the Lord, but maybe not going deep enough. Give you some encouragement. Your soul is on the line. I love you. Thank you for stopping. It's good talking to you.